Every time I meet with a coaching client, every single time we start with wins in progress. Why? Because the eyes see, as Dan Sullivan says, the eyes see and the ears hear what it is the brain is looking for. If you're scanning for the positives, you'll find positives. But if you're not, you're scanning for negative, you're going to find negative every single day. And so we always start with wins in progress.
So the big question is this: how do small business owners like us grow our business, grow our leadership, and develop our teams in a way that allows us to get our products and services out to the world, yet still remain profitable?
That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers.
I'm Bradley Hamner.
And I'm Chris Ferretti. This is
the Club Capital Leadership Podcast.
What is happening, everybody? It's Chris Ferretti here, co-host of the Club Capital Leadership Podcast. Typically, I'm the quiet and shy one, but this week, I actually had the pleasure of interviewing the one and only Bradley Hamner. He's going to be talking to us about the most important thing that you can do for the business, the team, and yourself. So this was a great episode. I had a lot of fun. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started, guys.
Google makes it easy. Swipe a card, pay for marketing. Sure, you get a few more phone calls, but they have nothing to do with your business. The truth is, Google can't understand the buyer's intent. Enter Matt and Maddie Jones, the husband-wife duo adding intention to your online marketing game. As a State Farm agent himself, Matt built his business by maximizing the volume and quality of inbound calls. His success led to the creation of DirectClicks, a company helping insurance agents across the country grow their business through online campaigns. They focus on Google ads, so you don't have to spread your budget across the internet. With attention to detail and transparency, they provide monthly review calls, exclusivity, and the lowest cost per click. So before you swipe that card, contact Matt and Maddie Jones at directclicksinc.com. Again, that's directclicksinc.com.
What is happening, everybody? Happy Thursday. I'm super pumped to be just chatting with Bradley Hamner today. Today, we're doing a little bit of a special episode because we actually have no external guests. So today's going to be some banter between Bradley and I. And I got to say that I'm actually really pumped about this because Bradley has this thing that he teaches to our coaching clients called the most important thing. And he's telling me that he wants to go and elaborate on it. So Bradley, without further ado, please enlighten us, sir.
Yeah. So we work with this concept called the most important thing. And that is, what's the most important thing that you can do for your business? What's the most important thing that you can give your team? And what's the most important thing that you can do for yourself? So Chris, where do you want to start?
Business.
So in my opinion, the most important thing that you can do for the business is to think about the business. Look, business is an intellectual sport. And so therefore, it requires you to think about the business. Chris, have you heard somebody say, I'm sure you've said it yourself, like, I'm just going to make a gut decision. I'm just making this based on my gut, right?
Too many times.
Well, business is very personal, but I don't think business needs to be emotional. There's a lot of emotions that run high and low. And I think those are some of the worst times to make critical decisions in your business. So if you agree that business by itself is an intellectual sport, it requires you to be rational in your decision making, and you can't do that when you're emotional. Now, a lot of people listening to this may be thinking that I'm referring to emotional whenever something's negative. They just had a team member issue, maybe somebody left, their numbers are not where they need to be, etc. But actually, some of the worst times to be making a decision in your business is when you're fired up and excited because you think everything you touch is going to turn to gold. I mean, how often, if you're listening to this podcast, have you gone to a meeting, been around highly successful other business owners, and come back and said, I'm going to go hire 5 new people immediately without any idea of how you're going to pay for all of those people? And so that's the part of where you've got to be able to actually have time to think about the business. And I credit Keith Cunningham for teaching me this concept about really thinking time. And so in our concept, we call the perfect week, which Chris, maybe we can do a podcast on that at another time, is that you need to schedule time on a weekly basis to think about the business. Now you may say, well, that sounds really good. What do you mean by that? Well, if you just go with a blank piece of paper, and I do recommend that you actually write this, don't type this out. You need to write it. There's a lot of scientific research that talks about the importance of having a piece of paper and a pen in doing this. And you get out of the office. You cannot do this in the office. I've yet to have somebody successfully be able to do this in the office. So you get out of the office, you go to a coffee shop. It's one of my best places to do it. And you have a piece of paper, you've got to start with a question. You've got to start with a question because the brain doesn't have the ability to ignore a question when it's asked. And so if you begin to kind of almost hack that process, so you begin with a question. And maybe what we can do, Chris, is link in the show notes to a few questions to kind of get some people started with that. But start with a question and then take 1 hour to go deep on that subject. Take about 45 minutes without judging your own answers. Write down in a bullet point form all the answers to that question. And then take the last 15 minutes to kind of audit it and say, okay, now what actually came of this? You know, one way to kind of think about this is if you're ever about to make a decision with your gut, I like to say that gut stands for gave up thinking. Okay. If you make a decision with your gut, it stands for gave up thinking. Business is an intellectual sport. The most important thing you can do for your business is to think about the business. I was actually talking to a coaching client yesterday and he has a team member issue. I've been with him 7 years and things are kind of in some rocky time. And so we were able to kind of help him navigate through that process in his one-to-one with them. And then I said, hey, this is a perfect time for you to schedule 1 hour to get out of the office and go think about this situation.
So number one, thank you so much for sharing that. I'm curious to hear on the two other fields of life, what you should be working on. But one quick question that I have for you is, what sort of questions should I be asking myself during thinking tank? Can you give me like maybe 3 to 5 examples?
Yeah, absolutely. So here's like a couple examples of some really good questions. Now, everybody listening to this podcast, they don't have a board of directors, but just imagine for a second that you did. If you had a board of directors, would they give you a raise or would they fire you and why? So that's a fantastic question. So you're thinking about your role in your business. If you had a board of directors, would they give you a raise or would they fire you and why? Number two, what areas of your business, or I guess if you're asking this to yourself, you'd say, what areas of my business could be delegated or outsourced to someone else who is competent to free me up to do the things that would add the most value? Another one, how do I regain control of my calendar and minimize the interruptions that are sabotaging my time? And I'll leave you with one more. What is the discipline I need to adopt to create the outcomes that I want? What is the discipline I need to adopt to create the outcomes that I want? So those are just some examples that we give our coaching clients for them to actually go into thinking time. Because really, this is a new system for most people. They've not accustomed to actually spending time thinking about the business.
Those are some heavy hitting questions. I mean, I work with you, obviously, so I'm pretty familiar with this. So how much time would you recommend that a person spends per question?
An hour? Yeah. Look, some questions are not necessarily going to be that heavy as those are. A lot of the questions that we do give our coaching clients, I mean, are going to be pretty loaded that way that it's going to take some time to actually flush through those answers in your head. I mean, some questions are not going to be that deep, obviously. But let me share this. It's less about the amount of time that you spend and more about the discipline of doing it on a weekly basis. That's the key. I mean, there's just things that come up in your business every single week that you need time on your calendar, whatever your calendar method is, if it's Outlook, Google, paper plan, or whatever it is, whatever method you're using, you have to have that on your calendar every single week. Otherwise, you're not going to do it.
So it sounds like the most important thing that you can do for your business is think about it to constantly improve it. So thank you for sharing that, Bradley. What about for your team? What's the most important thing that you can do for your team?
Energy. The most important thing that you can give your team is your energy, without a doubt. I mean, everybody knows that. What does that really mean in practice? Well, I believe whenever you're having your huddles, team meetings, whatever you want to call them, whenever you're front facing with your most important asset in the business, which is your team, you have to do it at when is the best time for you to have the most energy. And so whenever you're scheduling your huddles and your one-to-ones, a lot of people will think, well, I'm going to schedule these whenever it's best for the team or all these other things, as opposed to when is it best for you as the leader of the business? Because I would argue there are times that is the best for you to do it. Ari Mazel has introduced me to the concept of peak time. And there's about an hour a day that all of us are at our very best, at our very, very best. And so one of the most important things you can do for your team is to give them your energy. You have to give them your energy. So when are you doing your one-to-ones? When are you doing your huddles on a weekly basis? When are you meeting with your team that you're able to give them the most energy? Because they're going to feed off of that.
This sounds a lot like self-awareness. It sounds like you really, really have to know when you're the most energized so that then you can dedicate that time to your team to really, once again, take care of the one-on-one meetings, et cetera. Just any team interaction, it sounds like it should be whenever you're at your peak. So thank you for sharing that, Bradley.
Yeah, your team is the most important asset in the business. And so you've got to make sure that you're giving them the most energy that you can. I mean, I'm at my worst right after lunch. I've got about an hour and a half to 2 hour time frame. That's not a good time for me. So I never schedule, usually between 1:30 and 3:30. I try not to do any front-facing, front-stage activities with coaching clients or with my team. And that's usually when I try to do my reflecting time or my thinking time. Okay. And so we get into this concept called energy rhythms with our coaching clients. And so we begin to actually get them to have an awareness of how the energy of their day goes. Okay. Now, we're not talking about Saturdays and Sundays. That's different. But for the most part, depending on your sleeping patterns, you may consider yourself a morning person because you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And that's great. But I'm not going to be front stage on a podcast at 6 o'clock in the morning. I might be working out, but that's not when I'm going to be cognitively my best. I'm not going to be the sharpest. Mine, just so you know, is 10 to 11 a.m. every single morning. I'm a morning person. I get up early. I get up at 5:30. Chris, I know you're a morning person. You like to get up too. But again, just because I'm a morning person doesn't mean cognitively that's my best time. So we get people to understand their energy rhythms and then begin to build around that. And again, the very first thing we look at is when are you going to be in front of your team? Because the most important thing you give your team is your energy.
Boom. Thank you. Now, last but definitely not least, what about yourself? What's the most important thing that you can do for yourself?
In my opinion, the most important thing you can do for yourself is protect your confidence. How many of you listening to this podcast right now can relate to this? Owning a business, being a small business owner, being an entrepreneur can be very lonely. It's lonely at the top. I mean, you're surrounding by around your team every single day, but yet you can still feel really lonely whenever you're sitting in your chair at your office. And so I think the most important thing you can do is to protect your confidence. And so with everything that we do, we try not to stay just radical and conceptual. We try to actually bring that down to the ground and have application and implementation. So I used to hear this, and we recently did a podcast with Scott Grates where he talks about winning the day. But every single time we have a coaching in all of our huddles and all of the one-to-ones that I run across the businesses, every time I meet with a coaching client, every single time we start with wins in progress. Why? Because the eyes see, as Dan Sullivan says, the eyes see and the ears hear what it is the brain is looking for. If you're scanning for the positives, you'll find positives. But if you're not, you're scanning for negative, you're going to find negative every single day. And so we always start with wins in progress. And just a little bit of a sidebar, every time I do that on a daily basis, weekly basis, and I start with wins in progress, it makes me have to think about my own wins in progress. And that is so important. But I heard this concept of at the end of the day, write down what you're grateful for. And I think that's a great exercise. But just writing down, being in habit of writing down your wins in whatever system you use, but you've got to capture those at the end of every day. And the reason we do that is because in our system, Sunday night planning is when we recommend actually reflecting on the week prior and looking ahead to the week that's upcoming. And so the very first thing we'll do is actually look at our wins in progress. I'm telling you, I've been doing this now for a little over a year or so. And every single Sunday when I do this, it amazes me when I go back and look at my planner of the wins that I had on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Every Sunday night, I think, you know what? That was actually a better week than I thought. Because if I was just left to not having those written down somewhere, and I just was reflecting on the week, I know me. I would scan and remember the things that didn't go so well. I would think about the projects that are stalled. I would think about the tasks that are undone. I would think about, well, we're not where we need to be here or there. But when I start with wins in progress and I can flip back through and I'm writing those down, and it gives me so much confidence. It gives me so much confidence going into planning my week and walking into Monday morning ready to go. So I think the most important thing you can do is for yourself is to protect your confidence. And that's how we do it.
Boom, Bradley, thank you so much for taking the time to break that down for us. That's very, very valuable. Once again, just to recap the whole thing, can you just hit on a one-liner? What's the most important thing that you can do for your business, your team, and yourself?
Most important thing you do for your business is to think about the business. Schedule thinking time on a weekly basis. Start with 1 hour. Whenever you get accustomed to doing it, after 90 days or so, you'll begin to realize how important that is to actually have time in your business. But schedule time on a weekly basis, at least start with an hour to think about the business and start with a question. The second thing is, I think the most important thing you can do for your team is to give them your energy. And that starts with having energy awareness. So begin to be aware of what your energy and how it goes up and down throughout the day and even throughout the week, and schedule your huddles and your one-to-ones when you're forward facing with your team at the times that you're going to be at the highest energy. If you're the highest energy from 1 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm going to argue that's the time for you to be doing your one-to-ones with your team. They need that from you. And lastly, I think the most important thing you can do, our first principle in our six-step leadership journey is called lead yourself first. You've got to be able to put your oxygen mask on. And so the best way to do that is you've got to be able to protect your confidence, capturing those wins on a daily basis, and then using your Sunday night planning system to go back and reflect on those wins from the week. It will give you a tremendous amount of confidence going into the week ahead.
And Bradley, like, that was just one jewel that you've got for our listeners here. If they wanted to learn more about Club Capital Coaching, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, we're really excited about what's coming out in 2021. But the best way to be able to get in touch with us at Club Capital Coaching, Club Capital University, is to go to club.capital/coaching, club.capital/coaching. You can see a lot of information on there. You can reach out to me, and I'd love to be able to just talk to you about your business. One of our core four values for Club Capital University is to provide value first. And so reach out to us, share with us any of the struggles that you're having in your business, how we can help you. And we'd love to chat with you. Enjoyed it, Chris.
Likewise, Bradley. Thank you. Like I said, guys, that was a great episode. I had a lot of fun interviewing Bradley, and I can definitely see myself doing a lot more of these episodes with him. The one thing that he mentioned that I walked away with that really hit home with me was protecting your confidence and how that's the most important thing that you can do for yourself. Look, as a business owner, challenges are always coming your way and you're constantly putting out fires. And it's very important to protect your peace of mind, to protect your confidence. And one practical way that you can do it, just like Bradley said, is by simply writing down your wins, no matter how small, every single day. And most importantly, that every week you have a chance to basically debrief yourself as far as what happened that week, what your wins were, and how you're going to prepare for the following week. Once again, that's something that really hit home with me. And I'm excited to hear, whether in the comments, whether in the emails, what you guys walked away with. Now, do not forget that this episode was brought to you by our sponsors, Matt and Maddie Janza from DirectClicks. To find out more about internet marketing and also about SEO services, which they're now offering, please head to their websites at directclicksinc.com. That's directclicksinc.com. Matt and Maddie Janza will be more than happy to take care of you. Bradley, once again, that was a great episode. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
You got it, man. Enjoyed it. Lead well.
And stay classy.